The approximately 100-page report is wide-ranging, including traffic accident trends, traffic volumes, and even trail use. Bob Kniefel, municipal traffic engineer, says that's precisely what makes the annual comprehensive traffic report so valuable.
It kind of gives us some base information as to trends, what's going on with the number of accidents, how are we doing on pedestrian situations, what about traffic volumes, are they increasing or decreasing?
In 2007, police recorded about 7,500 traffic accidents. Around 2,200 included injuries, and there were 24 deaths. The greatest number of accidents was in 2001, with just over 8,500. The most traffic deaths in Anchorage occurred in 2002, with 34. Kniefel says alcohol consistently figures in 40% to 50% of the city's yearly traffic fatalities. Not surprisingly, the 2007 report shows January by far had the most collisions, followed by March and December. As for days in the week,
you look at the volumes of traffic by day of the week, and Friday's probably one of the bigger days. And so that's one of the reasons it's there along with Wednesday.
In 2007, Wednesday actually outpaced Friday for collisions. Angle and T-bone accidents accounted for nearly 40% of the year's accidents, rear-end collisions nearly 30%. Pedestrian and bike accidents were each about 2% of the total. Kniefel says many of those occur due to a common driver habit when making a right turn.
They're worried more about the car coming down the street at them, make sure they've got a gap to get into. And they don't as often see the pedestrians or the bicyclists who are trying to cross in the crosswalk. They're looking to the left, watching for cars. They forget to look to the right to watch for the pedestrian, the bicyclist. And so a real high percentage of our accidents with pedestrians and bicyclists are those kind of right-angle intersections, if you will.
The report also lists the city's busiest intersections.
Anything along Surt Highway, 36th Avenue, Benson, Northern Lights, you all have major amounts of both through traffic and across traffic. And so those intersections, of course, are the highest volume ones in town. And, of course, the highest volume ones also usually have the highest number of accidents.
The Seward and Benson Boulevard intersection is the busiest, with an average daily traffic of 80,000-plus vehicles. Seward and Northern Lights Boulevard is second, with something under 79,000. Kniefel says beyond traffic numbers, the annual report also contains other tallies designed to show the city's roadway systems, if not delight the collector of Anchorage statistics.
259 intersections that we have signals. And that's growing, you know, 5 to 10 signals per year as the volume grows, when the need for the signals grows. We also talk about the number of locations that have school flashing systems and school crossing guards. Those are also listed there in that, because that's another big portion of what we have to look after in that.
And as if this annual report were not filled with sufficient traffic and road facts, Kniefel describes a new department information service about to appear on its website.
In about probably a month or so, people will be able to go to the web and pick a particular location and look it up and find out what the volumes are, what the accident experience is. If we've got pedestrian counts there, they can look and see if there's been any reports done on that particular location, either a roadway or an intersection.
The city has issued this annual comprehensive traffic report since the 1970s, beginning when the traffic code underwent its last major revisions. Those revisions required the Municipal Traffic Department to submit an annual report to both the Police Department and the Assembly to let them know, Kniefel says, what's really going on. Now with the City Traffic Department's website posting, that in-the-know status includes the public as well. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.